Welcome to the Michigan De Rare Graduate Shapers series. It's a podcast series, which is probably how you're listening to this, so thank you very much for joining. I'm Elliot Moss, and I have the privilege of talking to some of our fine young lawyers, our trainees that have just joined in September 2015, and they're going to tell me the truth, and no lies, the truth. I'm looking in their eyes now, I'll make sure there's no lies there, about working at Michigan De Rare and about what it's like to be a trainee, because that's important if you are thinking about joining, which you are because you're listening to this, I assume. From left to right, let's introduce the cast. Let's start with Hannah over there. Hannah, I want your full name, just your full name, please, and where you're working right now, which seat you're in.
So my full name's Hannah Laszlo, and I'm in my third seat, which is employment.
Thank you very much. Into the middle.
My full name's Anastasia Vouch, and I'm in my third seat, which is corporate.
Fantastic. And last but not least?
I'm Christian Ager. I'm in my third seat, also in employment.
Fantastic. OK. You all look happy. That's the first thing to say, right? There's smiles. Chris is not, sure. Now he's smiling. starting with Hannah, just because you're over that side, if you go back a few years and you think about the application process, what was it that drew you to Michigan? Was it the scraping of the barrel, or was there something more active in there that you made, you thought, oh yeah, I fancy that?
Yeah, well, I was initially looking for firms that did family, and so obviously Michigan kind of was known for that, so that's how it initially came up. But then I wanted a full practice firm, and one that was kind of mid-sized, as opposed to a kind of huge one that takes 40 trainees, so I was really attracted to that and the size of the intake. Yeah, and the fact that you could try lots of different areas of law out. So those were kind of the main things that drew me to Michigan.
And those all sound like quite proper reasons, quite rational. Was there anything else that you were looking for? Or did you discover what people talk about and things about the personality and the culture and all that? Or had you sort of heard a bit about that as well?
So I'd seen that in the kind of literature about Michigan that I was reading about. I hadn't heard it from anyone that had worked directly there until I did the VAT scheme. And then I kind of saw it firsthand and really got on with everyone. It was very social. It felt very kind of everyone got on really well, and it was a really fun environment to be in.
Moving to Anastasia, the three of you know each other quite well now because you've been working together within the same cohort, as it were, for a year. There's 14 of you, I believe, you mentioned earlier. What's the vibe like now, a year in? The true vibe between the trainees?
So we're all very close. I think what's great about the Michigan intake is that as there's only 14 of us, it's a very intimate experience. We start in August, but actually start the training contract in September. So that month beforehand, we get to know each other quite well. And Michigan's, they're a bit different to other firms in that as trainees, we do a lot of, let's say, extracurricular. We have a goal of raising £10,000 over the year, and I think that really helped us bond, because once you go to your seats, it's quite hard to escape sometimes. And actually, we sort of had regular meetings discussing bake sales to ice cream days, and I think as a result we've become pretty tight, and we have socials like quite often and always on the phone to each other. So yeah, we're close.
Now I imagine you're all pretty different, but if you can think about what binds you, what makes you similar, how would you define that?
I think what's quite noticeable about the trainees is that everyone has an opinion. Not necessarily you have to be the one that shouts an opinion, but everyone has a passion and they are not afraid to support what they say. And I think that's what works really well.
And Chris, do you remember why you wanted to join Michigan?
Similar to Hannah in that I quite like the smaller intake. I applied for bases with a similar intake in Michigan. I didn't want to be part of a huge firm with loads of people and you just become another number. I wasn't interested in that. And I also knew about Michigan being different, not afraid to break the mold and actually trying to break the mold sometimes just to be a little bit different, just to add value for clients. So those are the two main reasons that I chose Michigan.
And you yourself, were you one of those, yeah, I'm a different kind of person? Was it more that you were attracted because that isn't you and you wanted to kind of experience that?
Probably. I'm not afraid to voice my opinion and, stand up for what I believe in. So that's probably the biggest draw, I would say.
And Hannah, now that you've been here a bit, this thing I'm hearing about opinions, I mean, you strike me as someone who'd be comfortable sharing an opinion. That's a fair comment, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a fair comment. I wouldn't say I'm the most forceful person in a kind of group situation, but I actually think, as Annie said, I think everyone does have an opinion, but I think our group's quite well balanced in the sense that we do definitely have the kind of leaders and the people that will kind of put that forward. Mm. And I think Michigan's very much a place where you can, well, I've definitely found, can completely be yourself. So I felt very comfortable either sitting back a bit in meetings or being the person that can lead things more in a team. So I think...
Now, you've all obviously, you obviously enjoy the law in, as a pursuit in itself. Do you feel that you've been given enough space to learn more? Because, you know, sometimes when you get the job, even though you're training, you have to qualify. I imagine that in some firms, people kind of, you know, you just have to get through those 2 years. Anastasia, do you really think you've learnt a lot? And if so, what have you learnt?
Absolutely. I think the thing that amazed me right from the start of being a first seater was how much responsibility you get in cases. So from day one, your superiors, supervisors, partners, they give you lots of tasks that when I initially was told about them, I never thought I could do that. But they give you the independence to have the first go, then you always know that your supervisor is there for support. And what have I learnt?
I was going to say... I think
Go on, she's back in. Go on, Hannah.
Sorry,
yeah,
one of the main things I've learnt is, and I think this, you really get this from moving around in your training contract, is learning how to work with very different people and adjusting your working styles. I think that's a really massive thing that I've learned on the training contract. More than, obviously, I mean, you learn all the law and whatever as you're in your departments, but from a kind of development point, I think that's a huge thing to learn to be able to do.
Chris, have you, has anything surprised you about what you've picked up, about what you, have you gone home and gone, I just didn't think that would have happened today?
I just think every, as a trainee, every day is so different. And you definitely do get thrown in the deep end sometimes. But Annie said, as Annie said, you always got the supervision to rely on. So although it's daunting at the time, you get whatever task you get given, you know there's always a backup crew to help you out and point you in the right direction. And when you come to the end of that task, you just think, wow, definitely didn't see that coming, but you definitely develop as a result of that.
Now, I imagine you've all got friends who are in other firms, I'm guessing, because if you studied law or you did it after university and so on, you're going to have met a lot of other lawyers. What do they say about where they're working without, you know, divulging names of firms? Or rather, do they say things where you go, we dodged that bullet? I mean, are there things that would be the opposite of what makes you happy at Michigan? What do you hear, Anastasia?
Yes, from what I sort of hear from my friends training at different firms, I don't think they have as much of an intimate experience. For example, HR don't know their names, they don't work directly with partners, they aren't kind of on the front end of cases. They're often working late at night, which, don't get me wrong, we are here late sometimes, but that might be because we're counting the money from the bake sale that we've done, or, you know, we have a much more well-rounded training experience. And we definitely train somewhere, I think, where those around you really support and appreciate if you have a passion. So, for example, you know, there's a firm netball club and there's lots of different sports and societies going along, and, you know, you're supported and encouraged to go and join them. And I think that's a big difference.
And Chris, from your friends, have you heard, I mean, again, I don't want to go into the gory details, but are there things where you say, again, I'm pleased that isn't me?
A perfect example, which goes back to what we said earlier about being different, is this whole Article 50 debate. And I've got a few friends at other firms that at the beginning just said, wow, I'm so glad we're not part of that, we're not doing that, it's such bad publicity, blah, blah, blah. And I just thought, I'm actually completely happy being the opposite to that. People know us, people know now that we're not afraid to, you know, do what's right. And if it means adding value to clients in a specific way that's different to someone else, then that's brilliant.
Let me ask you all just quickly, before I let you go back to this wonderful place where you can count the money from the baking and you can also get on and learn loads of stuff, what would you now, going back and talking to your former self, what would you tell your former self about the things that prepared you best for getting into Michigan? The things that actually made a difference to your ability to get through the interview, to get through the VAT scheme thing or whatever? Chris?
Doing something different, making yourself stand out in whatever way. I mean, you don't have to climb Everest or something like that, but just whatever it is that makes you stand out, hone in on it, and don't be afraid to, you know, not boast about it, but be confident in your ability because of whatever it was that made you stand out.
Anastasia?
I think being honest to yourself, knowing what you really want to do, and applying to firms that relate to your passions and your interests.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Anastasia on that. I think once I really sat down and thought, what do I want from a firm I'm going to work at, then I started being successful with applications, and then I found Michigan. And then I think during the VAT scheme when I was here, I think in the second week especially, I just relaxed and was completely myself. I actually thought, because I thought I'm never going to get this, but because of that, I was completely myself, felt really comfortable here. And I think actually, once you find a firm that you like, they probably like you too. Mm. So,
listen, thank you, all three of you, because it is true. Once you find a firm that you like, indeed, they probably do like you as well. And I reckon that applies to all of you in spades. So, brilliant. Thank you very much. And now go back to work and do more. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.